I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hi, I am Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We are the co-hosts of the Stuff You Missed in History Class podcast from HowStuffWorks.com.
And as you might suspect from the name, what we like to talk about are the things that are of historical significance, but maybe you didn't hear about in your standard history class.
So sometimes they are famous figures, and we're talking about the lesser known parts of their lives. Sometimes they are people and groups and places that are often overlooked in history class. Lots of cool stuff. So come and join us.
Hey, everybody, this is Christian Sager. I love learning. That's why I do Brain Stuff, and I'm assuming that's why you listen to Brain Stuff. It's also why I'm a fan of the Great Courses Plus video learning service. Not only can you learn about any topic that interests you there, you can also learn new skills or expand on hobbies. They have everything from courses about how to cook, take better photos, speak another language, play chess. You can even learn how to draw there. The Great Courses Plus gives you unlimited access to over 7,000 engaging video lectures presented by top professors, and you can watch them anywhere, anytime, from any kind of device. Now, the Great Courses Plus allows you to explore your interests wherever you want. Some of my favorites that I've seen on there are things like how to play chess, how to master photography, and how to understand investments. And now, for BrainStuff listeners, the Great Courses Plus is offering a special opportunity to stream hundreds of their courses free for 1 month when you sign up. Find courses that truly interest you and start learning more today. The way you do it is you sign up to get a free trial of the Great Courses Plus by going to thegreatcoursesplus.com/brainstuff. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/brainstuff.
Welcome to BrainStuff from How Stuff Works.
My name is Christian. My world is fire and blood. Once I honked the horn of my interceptor pursuit special. It's hard to know who was more crazy, me or everyone else.
No, really. When people honk car horns, they're pretty frickin' aggressive. Research shows we're more likely to do it when it's hot outside, when it's a weekday, and if you're male. That's right, war boys. Here in the U.S., your run-of-the-mill car horn is 110 decibels of sustained noise. While the vehicle horns of yesteryear had different combinations of notes, today they're mostly regulated to sound the same, and the law requires you to have a car horn. If they're so important, let's talk about how car horns work. Typical car horns these days are electromechanical. There are two horns per vehicle, usually, each sounding at a different pitch to produce a chord. These horns generally consist of a spring steel diaphragm, a coiled wire, a switch, and housing that amplifies sound, like a megaphone. All of this is mounted somewhere behind your vehicle's grille. So, when you slam your hand on that steering wheel button with the little trumpet symbol on it, it sends an electrical current through a relay and on to a copper coil that supplies electricity to the horn. To create such a loud sound takes a lot of energy. In fact, the only accessory that uses more juice in your car is the starter. The electrical current surging into the horn creates a magnetic field. This field causes the flat, circular diaphragm inside to oscillate. The oscillation is set up by the diaphragm, flexing to its mechanical limit and then releasing back past its neutral position, only to be pulled forward again. This functions by using the basic law of elasticity, also known as Hooke's law, because it was formulated in the 17th century by an English scientist named Robert Hooke. The law states that the strain of a body is proportional to the stress applied to the body. What this means for the car horn is that its diaphragm will oscillate continuously as long as the current is applied. There are also other types of horns used in vehicles, air horns, klaxons, whistles, similar to organ pipes, and even sirens like we see on emergency vehicles. But the electromagnetic car horn is the most common one you're going to find out there in the wasteland. Now that you're armed with this knowledge, you should be ready to grab the sun and ride into Valhalla.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.